Service Daily Newscast for Tuesday, October the 16th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. President Trump tours hurricane-damaged parts of Florida. Also on the Tuesday rundown, we examine the question, is the U.S. spending too much to guard Confederate cemeteries? Plus the spotlights on mental wellness during National Children's Health Month. Now our top story, President Trump toured hurricane-torn parts of Florida and Georgia Monday. The Wall Street Journal reporting he declared, nobody has seen anything like this as crews continued to restore power and residents grappled with the devastation. The Journal reports Trump said he would ask Congress for disaster funding, though no amount was given. Mr. Trump emphasized the main priority is providing food, water, and safety for residents and said utility crews were working hard to restore electricity. Tomorrow, the public has a chance to speak out about a proposed power transmission line that would run through Maine to carry power from Canada to Massachusetts.
The Public Utilities Commission is holding a public hearing on Central Maine Power's proposal to build the 145-mile transmission line, but critics say the project would have significant negative impacts on Maine's environment while providing virtually no benefit to the state. According to Dylan Voorhees with the Natural Resources Council of Maine, the transmission line would pose a threat to the state's tourism industry and to wildlife, especially in northern areas of the state.
This project includes more than 50 miles of brand new transmission corridor crossing literally hundreds of bodies of water and fragmenting habitat for wildlife.
Proponents of the project say it would help reduce climate change by making hydroelectric power, a renewable resource, available to the Massachusetts power grid. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
Earlier this year, a similar proposal to build a transmission line from Quebec to Massachusetts was rejected by state regulators in New Hampshire. Thousands of Kentuckians opened their hearts and homes to help the children of loved ones during times of crisis. Mary Sherman reports new data highlights the need to better assist these kinship families.
There are 96,000 Kentucky kids being raised by a relative, which has nearly doubled since 2013. That includes about 15,000 children who were removed from their homes due to suspected abuse or neglect. Norma Hatfield of Hardin County, who is raising two granddaughters, says these children need help trying to rebuild their lives.
They have been in horrible, horrible conditions. They are going to do much better if they know somebody that they can stay with. And children shouldn't be penalized because they lay their head down at night in a relative's home instead of in a foster home.
Hatfield says kinship families do not receive as much support as foster care families, although they must provide for children in the same ways. From 2016 to 2018, 9% of Kentucky children were being raised by a relative, which is more than double the national rate of 4%.
Hatfield has talked with kinship providers who are draining their own savings just to meet the basic needs of children thrust into their care due to parental addiction or incarceration. And last year's deadly violence at a white nationalist rally in Charlottesville has left the Department of Veterans Affairs paying millions of dollars to protect Confederate cemeteries from vandalism.
Records obtained by the Associated Press show the VA has spent nearly $3 million on the cemetery security since August 2017. Another $1.6 million is budgeted for fiscal 2019 to pay for security at all Confederate monuments. In the weeks following the deadly confrontation, vandals damaged Confederate sites and cemeteries. The VA contracted with Florida-based Westmoreland Protection Agency to provide unarmed security guards. Steve Ellis, with the group Taxpayers for Common Sense, says it didn't make sense to see the VA move from a monthly contract to an annual one at a cost of nearly $2.3 million.
Yeah, I think that money can be better spent elsewhere. It's money that's being spent on security that's not needed at these cemeteries is money that can't be spent on our nation's veterans.
A spokeswoman for the VA says the agency has a responsibility to protect federal property, and one security subcontractor claims an uptick in vandalism of Confederate monuments this past summer was evidence that cemetery security remains necessary. I'm Tramell Gomes.
Finally, Eric Gelatis reports October is Children's Health Month. And with the new school year just underway, Nebraska Children's Home Society is encouraging parents, teachers, and communities across the state to take steps to improve kids' physical and mental health.
Brianna Woodside with the Society says wellness starts before children arrive, so her program's first priority is to make sure expectant parents are connected to a health care provider.
Making sure that they are seeking prenatal care and that they have the supports in place to get to those regular doctor's appointments and that they're making healthy choices for themselves and for their child.
The Children's Home Society also offers pregnancy counseling to help new parents navigate difficult decisions and complex emotions and to develop strong bonds with their child before and after the birth. Woodside adds, especially as children reach school age, it's important to check in on how social relationships are going and to make sure kids feel supported when they're struggling.
To avoid assumptions that can make feel kids singled out or isolated, they encourage people to learn more about how to support children touched by adoption online at nchs.org. I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for newsin' and cruisin' today with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.